Hello, everybody. My name is Prophet Christy Eldridge, and this is Everyday Prophecy. Driving through Colorado, driving through the mountains. Hallelujah, Jesus. It is almost 1 o'clock in the morning, and the Lord's like, go ahead and why don't you just go ahead and give a word? So I'm pleased to do that, and I thank you. I thank you, Holy Spirit, for the word you're going to speak through me. Lord, I pray for accuracy. I pray for, man, your heart, Lord. Give me your heart. I pray for grace. I plead the blood of Jesus over every person who comes out here to listen to this. I plead the blood over you, your family. I plead the blood over myself, my family. And I plead the blood of Christ over this podcast and this ministry in the name of Jesus. Help me, Holy Spirit. He says, portals of my glory. Portals of my glory. Ishakata eberesebete. Where are those found? How can you spot them? Ishakana eberesebete ekete. He says, look in the mirror. Praise you, Jesus. Look in the mirror, beloved, and you will see a portal of his glory, a portal of his power, a portal of the kingdom of God. It's you. Praise you, Jesus. It's you. You are a portal of heaven. Shaka terere se. Renew your mind, he says, to who you are and to who you carry. He says, you are the church. You are the church. You're the direct line, the direct connect between mankind and the heavenly realm. It's in you, through you. You're the portal. How's that possible? How is that possible? Holy Spirit lives in you. Shakata. You are joined to the Holy Spirit. You need to remind yourself you're seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. He says, how is it possible? How is it possible to be in two worlds at the same time? How is it possible to exist in two realms at the same time? You are the direct connect. While you exist here in the natural, the same way Jesus did, you also have residence in the heavenly realm in Christ. Isakatai. You're supernatural. You're in two places at one time. You're in two places at one time. Ishokare disi hekete. Ishakatai. He says, Christ in you, the hope of glory. Christ in you, the hope of glory. He says, what is a portal anyways? It's a fancy word for a door. It's a fancy word for an opening. Shabakata ere presekete. You are the door. You are the door. Sonikini asabakata erede se ege shagatai. You're the door to the heavenly realm for those around you who are desperate for Christ. You're a beacon of freedom. You're a beacon of hope. He says, what am I going to do with you? What am I going to do with you? You're a mobile portal. You're a mobile door to the heavenly realm. You're the access point. You're a walking, moving, breathing access point to the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. You know, Jesus went around preaching, the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent. And then he demonstrated it, signs, wonders, and miracles, because he did what he saw the Father doing. He said what he heard the Father saying. And this is your mission. This is your mission. The kingdom of God, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. It's at your hand. It's at your hand. You are the conduit. You are the conduit. Sonikisha hekete. Shabakata eredidise ekete. Through the Holy Spirit. Through the Holy Spirit. You know, I'm going there. He's talking about a battery. Help me, Holy Spirit. You know? How a battery. Help me, Holy Spirit. Shabakata eredidise hekete. I'm not a battery person. I'm not a science person. I'm not a car person. You know, a car battery, right? You need the jumper cables, but you got to hook up the jumper cables to the connection points, right? To the connection points to get the jump. If you know, your car's dead and the battery's dead, you got another car and you got another battery, and you can hook up those jumper cables and you can get a jump. Yeah. Praise you, Jesus. He says, I'm sending many with dead batteries to you because you're filled with life. You're filled with Jesus. And you're going to give them a jump. You're going to lay hands. Your hands are the jumper cables. The kingdom of God is at hand. It's at your hand. Call it down. It's at your disposal. Like, you have the access. It's yours. It's open to you. It's in you. Holy Spirit. The disciples before, listen, they walked with Christ on the earth. They cast out devils. They saw many mighty miracles, right? They operated under the power and the authority of Christ. Hallelujah. But they did not have the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. They did not have the Holy Spirit had not fallen upon any of them, because Christ had not yet been crucified. He had not yet shed his blood. They were not Christians. Those boys cast out devils. They were not Christians. Jesus had not gone to the cross yet. How much more are you going to see miracles, deliverance, setting the captives free, destroying the works of the enemy? How much more are you going to do because you have the Holy Spirit with you, in you, connected to? How much more kahamaketiti. I just hear the Lord saying, it is yours. Take it. He says, the violent take it by force. The violent take it by force. Know that it is yours. You're a conqueror. You're a conqueror. Hahania sabotaki isekiti. You already killed the lion and the bear. You've been through some really big hurdles, some really big, I just heard disappointments. Like, the Lord has healed you. You have really overcame by His Spirit and by His grace, but nonetheless, you are a champion because of what you walked through. And now you have authority. Like, you didn't go through all that for nothing. You didn't go through that mess, that fiery furnace, that trial, that thing that came against you, that the plan and the scheme of the enemy that was set against you since before you were born. He tried to kill you. You overcame by the blood of the Lamb, right? You overcame. Yet, but you didn't lay down and die. You just kept getting up and you kept going. And now you're on the other side of that. And now, listen, you paid the cost. And the anointing, He's anointed you with His holy oil. You're covered. And He says, walk in it. You're a portal of My glory. You're the door. You're the door that I choose to use. Salvation. Salvation. I'm looking for a man. I'm looking for a woman that will believe me. You're the vessel that I choose. This day, you're the vessel. Be open to the possibilities. Be open to the possibilities of the miraculous flowing through your life by the power of the Holy Spirit. You're a temple of the Most High God. You're a holy habitation. You You're a living, breathing tabernacle, a dwelling place of God. Confess these things over yourself. Confess these things over yourself. I'm a portal of glory. I'm a conduit of His power and His grace. Many people will be saved because of my life, laid down in submission to Jesus Christ. Many people will be healed because I prayed and laid hands. People will walk into their destinies because I prophesied the word of the Lord over their life. Confess these things over yourself because this is your inheritance. This is your inheritance as a saint. Hallelujah. So I bless you today. I bless you today. I feel like I'm supposed to say, pass it on. Like, pass it on. Share this word with somebody that needs to hear it. Man. You're shining bright in this hour, beloved. You are shining bright in this hour. And the possibilities are endless. And I just pray today that you will walk in it, access it by faith, certain of who you are and who you carry. And I bless you today in Jesus' name, amen. We give you glory, Holy Spirit. Lord, we give you all the glory and we love you. In Jesus' name, amen.